loser, whatever major 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 loser.
Hey y'all, that was it. That was all I got. Finishing off with Lil Texas, Die Young, Destroy Them All, by Kensuke Ushio, which is from the Chainsaw Man soundtrack. But anyways, yeah, I'll see y'all next week. WSCT Pittsburgh.
WRCT in sound from way out.
You are listening to WRCT 88.3 in Pittsburgh, and this is From Ipanema to the World. From Ipanema to the World, I am Flavio Chamis. Tonight we bring a newly released CD that commemorates 65 years of Bossa Nova. It is by the composer, pianist, arranger, and educator Antonio Adolfo. And to guide us through the music and why the CD was done, we have as a guest Antonio Adolfo himself talking to us directly from Rio de Janeiro. So, Antônio Adolfo, welcome back to From Ipanema to the World.
Okay, my name is Antônio Adolfo, and it's a pleasure to meet with you on the From Ipanema to the World. Yeah, this CD is a tribute to 65 years of the beginning of Bossa Nova. Everybody says that 1958 was the inauguration date for Bossa Nova. And I think that's an important date. But besides that, I have a deep consideration for Carlos Lyra and Roberto Menescal. Carlos Lyra was like a mentor for me. My first professional gig was playing piano at his musical play with Vinicius de Moraes. Pobre Menina Rica, which means poor rich girl. And that was in 1963. I love the music by Carlos Lyra, his melodies. People used to say that Lyra was the best melodist in the Bossa Nova movement. Even Jobim, Antônio Carlos Jobim, loved his composition, his melodies. Thank you.
Thank you.
We just heard Coisa Mais Linda and then Bye Bye Brasil, all from Bossa 65 by the Brazilian pianist Antônio Adolfo. As he mentioned earlier, one of the composers focused on the CD is Roberto Menescal. So I asked him how he got to know Menescal.
There was a show that he was presenting, Roberto Menescal and his group, with Miele and Tuca. And I was the pianist who took place for that show. Also, I've been recording and playing with Menescal with Elis Regina since 1968, that he was the leader of the group, and then he invited me to play in that group for a tour with Elis Regina in Europe. And after that, I did some projects at Polygram when Roberto Menescal was the artistic director. We work in several projects. We have a very good esteem for each other.
And one of the greatest successes of Roberto Menescal is O Barquinho. It is a piece that has been recorded literally dozens of times. So I asked Antônio Adolfo, why is the Barquinho, the little boat, still healthy and floating 65 years later?
Yes, that's a good question. I think because Barquinho, the little boat, has a great quality, very good quality, and then it can sail forever. I can make sure that I didn't make it like a capsule, a submarine capsule, but I think I brought it to my sound of these days. I changed it a little bit, the harmony, to feel more comfortable for people to improvise, and I gave more options harmonically for people to improvise and to play more freely. And even the melody, I changed some, the rhythm of the melody in some parts. Instead of doing I did this just for having an idea of what I've been working with on this composition that I love so much. It's a very strong melody. It's a beautiful, very simple melody and very simple harmony. I think what I did in a few words is just bring it to my days, to my musical moments. Thank you.
The song we just heard is called Rio, and before that we heard O Barquinho, all from the Bossa 65, the newly released album by Antônio Adolfo. The other Brazilian composer that appears on the CD is Carlos Lyra. So let us know from Antônio Adolfo himself his story with Carlos Lyra.
Okay, when I started playing with Carlos Lyra, it was for the play Pobre Menina Rica. It was written by Carlos Lyra and Vinicius de Moraes. And then the songs were tremendously beautiful. You know, I think it's a privilege to start your musical career as a pianist for that play. I think that was a big and great privilege. I've included three songs from that play here in the album. One of them is Samba do Carioca. Let me tell a little bit about the stories. Originally, the rich girl was Nara Leão. She did the first season, and then when I did was the second group performing. And there was the Samba do Carioca. The Samba do Carioca is talking about in the morning he was very lazy, but it was time to work, but he didn't want to work, things like that. And I love this song. Samba do Carioca is a nice samba, very live samba as well. And I did an arrangement, four horns that I use in the album. And also there was another person that lived there, was Maria Moita. That means Maria Shut Mouth. That's the translation for the name, Maria Moita. She was a black lady from Bahia, the state of Bahia. The state of Bahia is like the second place that who invented samba. Rio de Janeiro and Bahia were the place who invented samba. But there was a typical samba from Bahia, and this samba, Maria Moita, we can say that was a samba baiano, samba of Bahia. So Maria Moita is another song from that play.
Thank you.
And when the homeless guy, Carlos Lira, at some point, the rich girl got in love with him. And then they sang to each other a song named Sabe Você, which means Do You Know? It's a beautiful melody, and I like the way we played it as well.
Thank you.
You just heard Sabe Você, before that Maria Moita, and we started the set with Samba do Carioca, all from the musical Pobre Menina Rica. This music is part of Bossa 65, the just-released new album by Antônio Adolfo. Antônio Adolfo on piano was accompanied by Danilo Sina alto sax, Marcelo Martins tenor saxophone, Jesse Sadok trumpet, Rafael Rocha trombone, Jorge Elder bass, Rafael Barata drums, Dada Costa percussion, and Lula Galvão guitar. Thank you so much for listening to From Ipanema to the World. I am Flávio Chamis. You can always join us on Fridays at 7 p.m. on WRCT-FM 88.3 in Pittsburgh, or also stream us on wrct.org. But we still have a little bit of Antônio Adolfo and his music. His biggest success is a song called Samarina, in English, Pretty World. Among the many people who recorded that is no one less than Stevie Wonder. So, at the end of our conversation, I asked Antônio Adolfo his feelings about having a piece recorded by Stevie Wonder.
I couldn't realize that when I knew that he had recorded my song, because I was a big fan of Stevie Wonder. Who wasn't? He was incredible. Stevie Wonder singing, playing the harmonica, and making everybody dancing and swinging. So when I knew that he recorded, I was like, oh my God. I couldn't realize at that moment. I was too young. I couldn't realize, like now, I would be more conscious about that.
Yeah. Good evening, Pittsburgh. You're tuned in to From the Basement here on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3. I'm your host, DJ Addy. Thanks for tuning in. We've got a full hour of house and techno for tonight in celebration of returning after a June hiatus and in preparation of next weekend's weekend-long Jellyfish event.